Welcome to Foreplay Radio Sex Therapy. This is your host, Lori Watson, sex therapist, and my co-host, Dr. Adam Matthews, couples therapist. And we are going to talk today about athletic male sex and how that might differ from female sensual sex and the needs of both genders. We'd love for you to find us on the web. We're at foreplayrst.com, foreplayradiosextherapy.com. And you can find us each on our websites. We both do appointments by Skype and online. Adam, what's your website?
MatthewsCounseling.net. It's coming. If you're listening before September 1st, it launches September 1st.
Right, and it's Matthews with one T.
Matthews with one T, yeah.
And I am awakenloveandsex.com. You can hit us on our websites, too, just to give us feedback. And also tell us kind of what you want us to talk about. We're open to talking about just about everything. You know, primarily we're here to help couples keep it hot. So we speak a lot to committed couples and how you maintain that sexual connection throughout a relationship, a long relationship.
And we're responding to one of those listeners today who's given us some feedback about the idea of feeling like we hit too hard on the sensual side of sex, or what he's describing as the female side of sex,
mm-hmm.
versus the more male side of what we're saying is athletic sex. What do we mean by that? What are we talking about there, Lori?
Yeah. You know, I tried to get him to tell me, and he did give me some descriptors of that, both publicly. I blog for Psychology Today. I also blog for WebMD. And my Psychology Today blog, which is called Married and Still Doing It, you can read, you know, all kinds of comments there and all kinds of posts about everything. But in the comments, he was talking about that I think it's this fast-paced, genitally-oriented, pleasure-oriented sex that is, you know, kind of powerful and physical. Probably more toward the body than necessarily toward the emotional connection, interpersonal part of sex. You know, like that rooted in the body.
So basically you're talking about porn sex versus soap opera sex. That we're talking about?
Okay, yeah,
The world depiction of that, or the culture depiction of those,
right,
those types of distinctions?
Right, like gymnastic kind of sex versus sex that is romantic and, you know.
On a beach at sunset.
And slow and all about her.
Okay.
And I do think, you know, I thought about this a lot and I thought it was an important subject. He was kind of critical at first. And I can understand his criticism, because so many writers that are female sex therapist writers, we are trying to translate the female experience to men so that they can make it better for her. You know, and women don't climax very easily, very quickly, primarily due to the differences in our testosterone in our bodies. I mean, we are literally different species.
Yeah. And so making those things equal for couples, right, a lot of times it does lean more toward seemingly getting males to understand female needs. Is that fair?
I think that's true because the male sexual response is so much more reliable than the female sexual response. So, you know, he's going to climax. By and large, he's going to get there. And by and large, you know, without a lot of effort, she isn't. And I know there's one male sex writer author who's a sex therapist, you know, and he talks a lot about sort of that's crazy, that, you know, women will, you know, if they are pumped up about it, they're going to climax. And it's like, I know, but their brains are truly different because of the hormonal difference. You know, men can get pumped up about it, right? Visually. I mean, and women, I'm not saying, and gosh, I get tons of criticism about this. I mean, there are women visual sexual people out there who totally get off on seeing a hot guy.
Okay.
You know, and they love it. But I think a lot of women don't feel the same pop in their head when they see a naked man the way men feel the pop in their head when they see a naked woman. I mean, the overarching consumer of porn is male.
Yeah.
You know, because men are visual. They that's a hit.
Yeah. And just like the opposite could be true too. There may be men out there who are more oriented toward the sensual than they are toward the visual.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And that's okay too. But what we're talking about is what tends to be the most common here is there does tend to be a split along gender lines sometimes in the type of sex that's preferred.
And those essential guys are not reading sort of harlequins and romances necessarily, even that. I mean, they might want it slow, but they're not necessarily, you know, seeking out turn-ons, right?
That's right.
Like the books, the romantic books, the way women are. I mean, they're so taken by that because I think women, by and large, feel like sex should be contextual, you know? And I think for men, it doesn't have to be as contextual for them to be very excited about it.
Yeah.
You know, even in a committed partnership, it doesn't have to be contextual. Yeah. You know, they can wake up in the morning and just want to do it. You know, boom, done. Let's get on with our day. Boom.
Yeah.
You know, or they can come into a situation and just, they can be angry and they want to have sex because they do.
Yeah. You know, they can flip that switch. We can flip that switch back and forth very easily from going to, we could have a fight and still want to have sex, or we could, you know, we could be sad and then not want to have sex. Like there's not necessarily a big break that has to happen between some emotional experience or something that's out of sexual context to get into a sexual context.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it can happen very quickly.
So what do you think, I mean, what would be a fulfillment of that, a better bridge maybe over to the male way of having sex? I mean, what can women learn and what can women know that how they can make their partners happy sometimes?
Well, I have to answer your question with the question for
okay.
you. Do you think that women, by and large, now like we're talking about, there are pockets, but by and large, enjoy that more athletic sex, I guess, is the what would the term we're going for? And enjoy that. Is that fulfilling for women? And can they just jump in? Or is that seen as, I think one of the fears for men, especially nowadays, is that we not wanting to take advantage of women or rush it or meet her needs in the same way. I mean, we've talked all the time about women. We do.
Uh-huh.
We talk all the time about trying to make sure you're meeting each other's needs. Do we have to think about that? Because I think that's part of it. Part of it is not having to think so hard about sex. I think that's part of the appeal of this more athletic sex, is that you're not thinking about it. You're just in it. You're just doing it. Right. And it's just, you're there very quickly.
You know, I think that women might say, what I've heard is that, especially in the beginning of sex, you know, they often come to the bed kind of more ready. And that energy that you're talking about, that male energy, just hot for it, hot for sex, is very exciting.
Mm-hmm.
Then, you know, there's a lot of negotiations that go on.
Yeah.
And sometimes men become tentative, primarily because she's saying no, or she's not as enthusiastic about it, or it needs to be more tender, long, romantic. And so he mutes some of that energy.
Yeah, absolutely.
And then she's not necessarily as turned on by the masculine, you know, beast.
Yeah, I see. Yeah.
Oh, and I mean, I think, too, a lot of women say, oh, all he wants is sex, right? And so he starts to downgrade himself, like, oh, am I bad somehow or another for this sexual part of my being?
Yeah, I think that message gets in a lot, that men are bad for wanting sex in the way that they want it. Right.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously we're not saying that's okay to take advantage or to force themselves on anybody. Like, that's not the type of thing we're talking about.
Yeah, that's not what we're talking
about.
Being
clear. But yeah, I think that message gets sent. And so it's almost a self-fulfilling prophecy in some ways.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Because guys are, as tough as we want to put it out, rejection, especially on a sexual level,
really
makes
hurts.
Us pull back. Really hurts and makes us withdraw. So that negotiation there between those two types of sex seems to me to be very difficult, because even the negotiation a little bit sounds exhausting.
Or,
you know,
do we have to negotiate that?
Yeah.
And I mean, I hesitate to say this because it's not about homosexuality, but when I saw Brokeback Mountain, what really struck me as a sex therapist was nothing to do with gay sex. It had to do, in my mind, with male sex, like how immediate it was for them, how like the gratification of another partner who was immediate with it. Like there wasn't this negotiation. There was assumption, you know, both wanting sex at the same time. And I mean, I think part of that is really driven biologically with, you know, hormones and the differences. But I think that what is missing for so many men is to be met there sometimes, at least sometimes. Okay, you know, maybe even 85% of the time, they do it her way and they're slow and sensual so that she can have an orgasm. But every once in a while, to have her come to the party ready, willing, able, wanting, hungry. I mean, there's just got to be something really reassuring about that and exciting.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know?
And maybe that's the missing key, is figuring out how to fulfill that in a way that doesn't require a lot of tricks or a lot of negotiation, or just that she can come ready, as you're talking about, in some way. And maybe there's some, you know, some things to do to get ready for that that she needs to do. But yeah, I mean, I think that to me is what we're talking about. The same kind of thing that we've talked about when we've talked about meeting her needs is finding ways.
How can she meet his needs?
How can she meet his needs?
Yeah, for more athletic male sex some of the time.
Yeah.
Okay, well, we'll be right back. This is Lori Watson, sex therapist, and Dr. Adam Matthews, couples therapist, and we are on 4Play Radio Sex Therapy. Please find us on the web or iTunes or Stitcher, and we'd love to hear your feedback, and feel free to rate us and review us. We'll be right back.
Wanting sex again. How to Rediscover Desire and Heal a Sexless Marriage by Certified Sex Therapist Lori Watson.
Each chapter is designed to fix one of the problems that cause low libido, from early marriage through the childbearing years, even all the way through menopause. I've also had men read it and tell me that for them it was the most hopeful thing they read about resolving sexual problems.
Look for Wanting Sex Again on Amazon.com. You can also talk to Lori Watson for therapy in person or via Skype.
I offer couples counseling and sex therapy, and I think about both aspects of the relationship, emotional intimacy and sexual technique, and that combination together helps marriages be happy.
Improve your sex and improve your relationship with Awakening Center for Couples and Intimacy. Find out more at awakenloveandsex.com and sign up for their next couples retreat weekend hosted by Lori Watson. awakenloveandsex.com. Awaken what's possible.
It is one of my great joys in life to be able to really help individuals and couples find strength in their relationships and really find hope again.
Licensed marriage and family therapist, Dr. Adam Matthews from Matthews Counseling.
I work with a wide variety of issues, including depression and anxiety, marital issues, issues with adolescence. I believe that therapy should be designed around you, that it should be personalized to who you are and to your unique situation.
Therapy is available in office, online, and by phone.
I want therapy to be comfortable for everyone. At our office, you'll find that we sit around a fireplace in deep, comfortable chairs, look at the problem differently, and offer practical solutions for you to take home and utilize outside of the therapy room.
Schedule today and rediscover hope.
You can find me on the web at matthewscounseling.net, Matthews with one T. You can contact us through email or phone and find a lot of resources on our website, matthewscounseling.net.
Welcome back to 4Play Radio Sex Therapy with sex therapist Lori Watson and couples therapist Dr. Adam Matthews. And Adam and I are here. We're talking about kind of a male way of having sex, full of energy and athleticism, as opposed to maybe something that we push a little bit more in terms of a female way, which is relational and sensual.
Yeah.
And I think over break we've been talking about something that I think is really important.
Yeah, well, I think that this topic is important because I think one of the things that we want to be careful of is we don't want to condone sexual assault at all, and that's been in the news lately.
Right.
And so talking about it, and I think men in general, ones that have any kind of sense about themselves and any kind of self-awareness, care about having athletic sex, right?
Uh-huh.
They
uh-huh.
like, we don't want to deny.
That's hot.
That's hot. Yeah. I mean, we don't want to.
But we're not saying, we're not giving anybody permission to truly drag her by the hair.
That's right. We're
into
not wanting
the bedroom.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Right.
We're not, but there is a sense of that. It can feel a bit repressing sometimes. Like
mm-hmm.
we have to push that need out of the way.
The caveman,
the animal sex, dirty thought kind of part inside.
Yeah.
Yeah. That we have to regulate those urges.
And feminize those
yeah.
urges. I think, you know, we've been talking about how our culture almost, and marriage sometimes can feminize a man. Like, okay, he's so rejected. Now he's tiptoeing around her, and now she's not turned down by this guy who's tiptoeing around her. Oh, he's so anxious. I don't like the way he seduces me. I can see his anxiety. It's like, well, you know, you might have contributed a little bit to that anxiety.
That's right.
You know, by your rejection.
And that, listen, like, there's a part, the therapist part of me, Like I can, there's a part of me that understands, right? Like there's women for a long time. There's been a lot. It's, you know, male has been at the forefront, right?
Yeah.
For eons,
sure.
Really,
sure.
Since the beginning
his
of
way
time.
Has been,
has, yeah,
has
the
dominated.
The man's way has been, so the, you know, the therapist part of me like really understands and gets that and wants to be really sensitive to that. There's a male part of me that says this is a part of who guys are in a way. Right.
Mm-hmm.
And that it does get squashed. It gets and then the questions come like, I think men ask themselves, is this a valid, almost like the, am I crazy that I want it this way?
Yeah.
Most of the time, I think guys would say, no, I'm not crazy.
Mm-hmm.
But then to hear that from their women or from their wives or from their partners,
right.
Like
who say you're crazy?
Yeah,
or you're sex crazed, right?
That's right.
You're just sex crazed.
Yeah.
It has got to be really a terrible feeling. You know,
yeah.
Like they're not understood. They're not deeply gotten. And I think, all of us, we want our partner to really get it, how we see the world. And I think you're right. I think because our bodies are so different, I mean, the genders are, their experience about sex is so different. It's very hard to see this. I do honestly feel so privileged as a woman to sit with so many men who talked to me about their deep fears and fantasies and feelings about their sexual lives, that I think I've been privileged to understand the way they think about it, you know, in a way that most women aren't exposed to that.
Yeah.
And don't see, you know, maybe they're exposed to a need from their partner and they don't somehow or another able to stand in the guy's shoes and feel with them what their body feels, what they want, how they like it.
Yeah. I think the fear for men sometimes is that it's going to be overwhelming, right? That
they're
it's
going to
be
too much.
It's going to be too...
The sexual animal is going to come out and overwhelm her dainty little self.
And that's,
devour
that's
her,
difficult,
maybe.
Right? Or that if they do express that, again, like we talked about before, that's going to be that part is going to be rejected, right? And so, you know, figuring out, but I think the fear is that if that gets repressed too long, then what happens is sex becomes unfulfilled.
Yeah.
It becomes unfulfilling. It's not as hot as it possibly could be from the male side, and then that makes him less likely
to want to have it,
and it makes him less likely to want to be attentive to needs of his partner.
And I think that is why some men look at porn, you know, because they can let out kind of they can let out that part that feels like it's all about just flesh. Slapping flesh, you know, without the need for it to be so complicated and such a negotiation.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so I think
women don't understand that, I will say for sure.
Yeah.
I mean, women feel very insulted oftentimes by that.
Yeah.
But I think it's partly this dynamic that we're talking about.
Yeah. So finding the middle ground there, I feel like there has to be a middle ground.
Well, a middle ground, though, even when you say that, my heart kind of sinks.
Oh, really? Yeah.
You know, like, does that mean we're averaging the way we like to do it in a way so that it's more flat than he wants to do it and, you know, and more energy than she can take?
Yeah.
I mean, that's not going to make... I think it's kind of trade-off. It's like sometimes she's got to do it his way and sometimes he's got to do it her way. It's more turn-taking.
Yeah.
You know,
and
than an average.
I would agree. I think that's more... What I meant there too was that it's the compromise is that we're not that every time is not going to be exactly the way that my preference might be for it, right?
Mm-hmm.
But that has to be returned. And sometimes if I'm going to do that, if I'm going to sacrifice, you know, on Saturday night, on Sunday night, let's get something back in as far as how I like it as well.
Mm-hmm.
And so there seems to be a, like you said, that feels like a give and take. That doesn't feel like a my needs are completely suppressed to meet her needs.
Yeah. I mean, I think the one difficulty, and I said this to this person who wrote in on my blog, that, you know, unfortunately, the fast athletic sex, women often can't keep up with arousal. They can't get there.
Okay.
You know, because, so they can't have an orgasm generally. So, A, if they're not aroused, they're not really meeting him in the hot and, you know, the hot and dirty sort of way that he wants, you know, because they don't have the kindling inside that the match just goes, you know, boom, he's on fire.
Yeah.
You know, she doesn't have that sort of part. So I guess I wonder, how can women do that sometimes? You know, is it that they just wait for it to strike them? Oh, you know, I really feel horny right now. And, you know, let's drop on the floor. I mean, I just don't think women are going to drop on the floor very often then.
Yeah. Well, are there things to do in the buildup of that that could help her get to be ready for it more than to be further along than he is, so to speak, when he gets there?
Sometimes.
Yeah.
Right. And I mean, I think, first of all, both parties knowing arousal takes a woman longer. But for her, like you said, I call it stop, drop, and roll. You know, every once in a while, you got to stop, drop, and roll. You got to be in it, I mean, mentally at least, even if you can't be there physically. And if he can know, okay, we're going to stop, drop, and roll, she's not going to climax. And he's not like going to walk away from that feeling that it wasn't fulfilling because she didn't get there too. It's like, well, she couldn't, but she was in it with her energy.
Yeah.
She was, you know, in it, all in it. But yeah, her body just didn't, you know, work that fast. Yeah. That's okay. So maybe afterwards, you know, they can, then afterwards they can do it a second time, or they can, you know, still make love so that she climaxes. Or maybe one thing that I've suggested to a lot of women is go ahead, masturbate before. You know, use a vibrator, get yourself aroused, because with arousal, her inhibition drops, and then go downstairs and seduce him. You know, like when she's hot, she's wet, she's ready, and she grabs him, and that's a stop, drop, and roll. You know, just she's there.
Yeah.
You know, every touch feels great to her. And he, I mean, it would probably blow his mind, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Like, gosh, you know, she wanted me. She expressed it directly. She went for it. And, I mean, I think that might be one way to, you know, plan for that.
Yeah, and knowing—
Because it's not going to be in her head. I just don't think she's going to feel the hunger— that the tiger inside that you've described about men. I mean, it's the tiger inside.
That's
you know, she doesn't necessarily have the tiger inside because she doesn't have the hormonal base.
Yeah, and what you're describing though of what a woman could do, like that to me would be a big turn on for men, right? Because then you're adding on top of that, your partner like went the extra mile, that she really wanted to be able to please you. Really wanted it to be about your needs then. And so that, to me, adds to it. Because what you're talking about is just getting ready on top of that, like knowing that that's coming, being willing to try it, being willing to do what it takes for her to get there so she can enjoy it, so it can be fulfilling for both of them in that moment, would seem to be a huge thing for couples.
Yeah, and as a sex therapist, you know, obviously I talk to women all day long too, and I would say, I know if you're a woman out there listening that there's going to be resistance to this, that there's internal resistance to the thought of arousing yourself first. Like there's something bad about that, or bad girl about that, or dirty girl about that, which of course men would really like every once in a while.
Yeah.
But I mean, you know, it's like there's just this intrinsic inhibition about designing a sexual encounter. I mean, one time I asked a woman, you know, what do you like? What, you know, describe the ideal setup. And it's like she couldn't do it. It was like, well, you know, she could not decide because somehow or another that was sexual agency. And I think women don't think about having to have sexual agency. They think of themselves as responders.
Yeah.
The guy has all the sexual agency. He's the one who's going to seduce me. He's going to initiate. He's going to make it happen. You know, and I think that they don't realize that to be a full sexual partner, they have to have sexual agency.
Yeah, I think that's a good word right there, the sexual agency, that really kind of puts what I feel like we've been talking about into focus, which is for both parties in that to have that. And men sometimes have it more readily available than women do. But when we're meeting both partners' needs and not just one partner, then sex becomes something that is hot.
It
becomes hotter than it was even before and can be very fulfilling for both of them in that
way. Absolutely. Okay, you're listening to Foreplay Radio Sex Therapy with sex therapist Lori Watson, couples therapist Dr. Adam Matthews. Please send us your comments, rate us and review us. And we are on foreplayrst.com, iTunes, Stitcher, Facebook, Twitter. We both have personal Twitter feeds, and so we're available for comments. And thanks so much for listening. We love it when you respond to us. Thanks. Hey, help us stay on top here at 4Play. We'd love it if you would subscribe and share it with your friends. And please take one sec and rate and review us. Thanks so much.